You're listening to WMUK. I'm Rebecca Thiel. Next week, Face Off Theater Company will perform the play The Colored Museum by George C. Wolfe as part of the week-long Black Arts Festival. In the satirical play, each monologue or vignette is an exhibit in a museum that portrays a different stereotype about African Americans. Director Marissa Harrington says Wolfe wrote the piece as a kind of wake-up call.
So that we could, as a country, take a look at ourselves and how we view other groups of people.
Harrington says for the Black Arts Fest, Face Off really wanted to run with the museum idea.
We will have tour guides that will be taking you from one piece to another. So you will be seeing the traditional show. Everything is intact, but we are just doing it staged as an actual museum exhibit.
In the exhibit, Last Mama on the Couch, Wolfe shows Black characters trying to make it in middle-class America. Harrington explains.
You have the mama that's worked really hard to provide for her family. You have the young Black man that's like, okay, you taught me well. I'm going out here to work, but I feel like I'm being beaten down every day by racism. You have, you know, his girlfriend who is trying to, you know, raise his kids, but also, you know, is frustrated with her own state in life as a Black woman, you know, feeling like she's at the bottom of the totem pole.
She looked at the man who, though he be 30, still ain't got his own apartment. Yeah, he's still living with his mama.
And then you have the sister who went away to college, and then she comes back to where she came from, and everything that she's saying literally sounds like Greek.
See how the sun kneels to speak in her evening vespers. Exalting all in her visions, even lowly tentment long abandoned.
She can't now relate to her family. So George C. Wolfe took these storylines and these archetypes and he made a farce of it.
If you think about it, The Colored Museum is the perfect play for Face Off. And not just because it deals with the Black experience. You see, it premiered in 1986, the same year that the Black Arts Festival was started in Kalamazoo. And that festival led to the creation of the Black Arts and Cultural Center, which later started Face Off Theater Company just last year. Director of the Cultural Center, Yolanda Lavender, says she's excited to share the history of the BACC at the Black Arts Festival's 30th anniversary next week.
Yeah, so the Black Arts and Cultural Center actually started from the Black Arts Festival. So there's a group of artists, poets, community activists who are really interested in Kalamazoo being able to experience Black arts and Black culture beyond just this one-week festival that they started in August of 1986. And so they decided, you know, hey, after the festival, let's get together and really think about making this like a long-term thing.
Those artists and activists were Gail Sidnor, James Palmore, Bertha McNeil, and Lois Jackson. Lavender says, with the exception of Gail Sidnor, who passed away in 2007, all of the founders are still heavily involved in the BACC today. Lavender says this year's festival will have a parade, and events will be all over the city, not just in one location like previous years.
Which I think is really important because there's, you know, tons of different people from different backgrounds and all of that that attend the festival. And so it provides, you know, like a smorgasbord of opportunities for, you know, whatever fits your appetite, we have something for you.
Face Off will perform The Colored Museum next Friday at the Black Arts Festival. Director Marissa Harrington says the play, like the festival's anniversary, forces us to look back at the last 30 years.
It's a reflection. How have we come very far? If not, what adjustments can we make?
The Black Arts Festival takes place in Kalamazoo next week. You'll find a link to the schedule on our website. For WMUK, I'm Rebecca Thiel.